な。あ、そうだったね。そうだね。すごく落ちてたよ。うん。ね、なんかちょっと。そう、そうだ。で、今度はリセッションに。無理して、マンジュそう。好，那我们以跟华语呢进行这个传向引导的知识。So before starting, let's have a follow up answer and say no more about business. 我们大家一起合作，没那么多的争执。
Cultivate our mind, then we know how, in what direction we are moving, whether we can live a happy life, unhappy life, then we can ensure that if your mind is well trained. 所以为什么我们需要培育我们的心呢？因为在法句经里面佛陀讲了他的原理，阿耨不帮的么的么，心是一切的先导。如果我们培育我们的心，我们要走向哪个方向，成功，或者是快乐，我们要远离苦， 而且又跟我们的心有着非常密切的关系。我们整个生命是我们的心来监导的，来主导的。好，OK， 没问题。那我们可能也一唱三就好了。好，那我们怎样与我们的心呢？在佛陀的教法里面呢，有两大体系。两大体系，一个体系叫做止禅什么的，一个体系呢是观禅 Vipassana。How do we train our mind and cultivate our mind according to the meditation training? In the Buddha's teaching, yes, there are two big categories of meditation.The first group is tranquility meditation, we call Samatha Bhavana. The other category is insight meditation, Vipassana Bhavana. Now what is this Samatha?Samatha Bhavana is meant to bring out our mind qualities, all the good qualities, especially concentration. So, when we have good concentration, then many other good qualities like mindfulness, wisdom, faith, energy, tranquility will be cultivated along with concentration. A concentration is a good mark to denote how far we can go in our mind training. So for that reason, we especially emphasize concentration. But you never succeed in concentration training if you do not have other necessary qualities like mindfulness and wisdom. So concentration doesn't stand alone. It can always accompany with other noble qualities.In order for concentration to progress. So while we are focusing predominantly on importance, particularly on this concentration, but we also cultivate other qualities in order to succeed in concentration. Why is it important? Because we need all these mind qualities.In order to penetrate life, in order to understand life. Because if we want to achieve happiness and be free from suffering, we need to understand life. We need to understand what is this thing that we call myself, I. We need to understand this thing that what we call world. What is the world?Because if people suffer, all beings suffer because of not understanding about the true nature of life. So when we understand the true nature of life through direct experience, through insight, not through inference, not through logical thinking, but through direct experience, experiencing, penetrating, seeing life as they really are, in the world as it really is, and all the nature in the world, all the phenomena as they really are, that will be help for our achieving of our any of our goals, happiness, success, anything. This is so important. Well, in short, Samatha training is meant to be a foundation, a footing for Vipassana training to take off, to develop. Without sufficient mind quality, we will not be able to practice Vipassana correctly. Because to practice Vipassana, you need to be able to see the ultimate reality of mentality, of materiality. In order to practice the actual Vipassana. So, Samatha laid out the foundation, enable us to practice Vipassana correctly. That's why we always start with Samatha. But for some people with exceptional parami, if they can see ultimate reality straight away, we can teach Vipassana straight away. But provided you can see, if you cannot take the ultimate reality as meditation object, then you won't be able to practice the true Vipassana. So for that reason, we prepare everybody with Samatha training. That's how we start. But if anybody reports, oh, one day I'm seeing this ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, now I can see. If you can report like that, then the personal instruction will be given to you straight away. Okay? Now, 首先这个紫禅主要是要培育定力，但是我们当我们说培育定力的时候呢，我们并不会只是培育单独定力，因为定力如果没有伴随着正念、智慧、尽力、精进力等等素质，定力是培育不起来。 当我们成功的培育我们的定力的时候呢，也就我们其他的新的力量、新的品质，特别是正念，一定也会带起来。其实定力是一个很好的衡量，很容易衡量，因为它有一些明确的一些。 过程，让你确定你到了什么样的一个境界，所以呢，我们是特别着重定力，但不会只是修定力，没有正念定力是修不起来，所以要记得这是一点。那我们修这些新的力量，特别是定力，是为了什么呢？我们修这些。 是为了让我们去观察，这个禅是为了观察的准备的，因为我们需要去观照生命的真相，我们需要观照这个世界，我们所谓的这个世界，我们不了解它，我们就会苦；我们了解它。 我们就不苦。我们需要了解这个生命是怎么一回事，里头的物质现象，里头的精神现象。我们需要认清楚这是一个怎么样的一个现象，这生命是怎么一回事，那我们的生命就会走出来，我们就能够。 如果要追寻的是快乐啊、成功啊，那我们至少会明白我们在做什么，我们怎么做。 还有一点呢，就是当我们在这么修的时候，这一个禅修的利益不是到最后的终点，证悟的终点才会见到的。我们在止禅的这一路上，观禅的一路上，每走一步就像爬山一样，会爬得更高，看得更远。一路上的很多的新的力量，随着新的力量的培育，我们就会一路上捡到它的宝。所以一路上都有宝，不是最后终点才有宝。我们会一路上就看到文法对我们生命的改变，这是非常的殊胜。那么朋友们，为你走Especially emphasize this, the benefit of meditation is not only at the end of the journey of the meditation, which is the final enlightenment. No, the benefit of meditation comes along the way, from the beginning of Samatha meditation, and along the Vipassana training also.Along the way. So, you will be reaping the result along the way. You will be getting the treasure along the way. And you will see how this meditation is enriching your life all the way. So, from the beginning, from day one, and you train your mind. And of course, there's some price to pay.We have to, when we train our mind, we have to slowly adjust our mind. And sometimes because of our accumulated habit, and we want to change this habit, it is sometimes a little difficult for some people when they experience the inertia of the mind. But eventually, when they overcome, you feel the great relief and happiness and freedom because of the training. 那么这一路上呢，有很多的好处，但是也有一些代价。这个代价就是我们的这个新的一些惯性的习气。有些因为我们累积了一些习气，然后我们在做一个新的训练的时候呢，也许会有点困难，或者有一点新的阻力。那过一阵子慢慢克服过后呢，心会感受到克服了阻力后所得来的自在。好，那我们看一下跟这个禅法有关的佛陀的指示和原文。So now let's look at the original text given by the Buddha regarding this training. Let's look at the Chanti Dhamma Chanting Book. Turn to page 72. 看到第72页。我们简单的看一下 Mahasatipatthana Sutta, The Great Discourse on Foundation of Mindfulness.大念九经，我们自己读起来。Thus, if I heard, on one occasion, the exalted one was living in the Guru country at the town of Guru named Kamasadhamma. There he addressed because he was like venerable sir, exalted one said this.如是我闻的一些世尊住在居鲁国的一个寺洞，名为建摩舍县。那时，世尊称呼诸比丘说：“诸比丘，诸比丘回答说：‘尊者，世尊如此开始。’ Nicholas, this is a similar way for the purification of being, for the surmounting of sorrow and lamentation, for the disappearance of pain and grief.For the attainment of the true way and for the realization of Nibbana, namely the four foundations of mindfulness. 诸比丘 这是众生精进超越忧愁与悲伤，灭除痛苦与忧恼，成就正道，以现证涅槃的三地道路，那就是十念处。One of the four, the legal advice contemplating the body as a body with order, comprehension and mindfulness, having overcome covetousness and grief for the world. Advice contemplating feelings as feelings with order, comprehension, mindfulness, having overcome covetousness and grief for the world. Advice contemplating mind as mind with order, comprehension and mindfulness, having overcome covetousness and grief for the world. The advice contemplating Dhamma objects, basically my object, any other my object not covered by the previous. The advice contemplating Dhamma objects and Dhamma objects with other comprehension and mindfulness, having overcome covetousness and grief for the world. 为四念处，在此诸比丘，祈求对世间的贪欲与忧恼后，是比丘与热忱正知或者是明觉。正念安住以观身为身，祈求对世界的贪欲与忧恼后，而以热忱正知正念安住以观受为受，祈求对世界的贪欲与忧恼后，而以热忱正知正念安住以观心为心，祈求对世界的贪欲与忧恼后，而以热忱正知正念安住以观法为法。 Okay. What is the meaning of contemplating the body as a body?Here is one quality in such contemplation. There's no imagination. You contemplate is the word. It's not about thinking. It's about seeing, experiencing, and they really are. You can understand like that. So, 当然我讲这个观身为身，观受为受，观心为心，观法为法。其实呢，这里一个重要的特点就是没有想象，如实的是怎么样就怎么样，所以这个观，是观照。So basically, it's more like contemplating. Sometimes we use the common language contemplate. Sometimes also include thinking, but this is not. This contemplate is justExperiencing and knowing. Okay. Okay, now look at the fifth. So there are four chapters. Kaya Rupasana, taking the body as object. And this one, if we look through page 22, the first chapter is Kaya Rupasana.Anapanapabham. The contemplation of body, mindfulness of breathing. And the second, the four postures. Page 74. Ariyapatapabham. 第一个是身随观念处安般念觉。第二个这是观身的四维一解 four postures, Ariyapatapabham. 那正知解或者是明觉啦，也是我们翻译成明觉。Sampajana, clear comprehension. Then, 还有呢，可验处以及不净观 particular manaskara, reflection on repulsiveness. Then, dhatu manaskara, the reflection on the four elements, the material elements, 世界分别观或者是界处以及。These are the,five, anapana, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then another nine, the nine symmetry contemplation, nine state of the dead body, corpse. 九种坟场关节。正好刚才那个是呢 the 5 plus 9, all the 14 ways of doing Kayanupasana for, as a foundation,或者 Vipassana training. 观身就是分成总共有14个部分了，五个一般的这个，再加上九个分场的就14个了。And stage 82, we look at it. contemplation of feeling. 自我随观念处。那个呢？
那你可以大概看一下，你看 roughly 呢 ，have a look 呢 ，look 呢 ，later we will come to this 呢 ，eventually 呢 ，when we practice 呢 ，but right now we will focus on the body side and which is easier. Then how does people contemplating feelings as feeling? When experience a pleasant feeling, as you understand, I experience a pleasant feeling. Experience a painful.Feeling, neither painful nor pleasant. I experience a pleasant sensual feeling, a pleasant non-sensual feeling. Then a painful sensual feeling, painful non-sensual feeling, neither painful nor pleasant sensual feeling. That's right, huh? So, basically it's a kind of mind. This feeling is the mind feeling.Is not about physical sensation. When it is a physical sensation, it comes under kaya anupasana. This is the mind feeling. So you, for this training, you need to really do it deep. You need to be able to penetrate mind itself. The feeling of the mind. So this is not, So you can also know your feeling generally. But to be able to really practice this Vedana Nupassana, you need to have very good concentration in order to see the experience of mind and the feeling of the mind, moment to moment. Okay? 这个是受随观念处指的呢，实在是我们的心，你看在这里指的，你没有欲界的受，不是欲的受。你安有安染的时候，没有安染的时候，这个呢，这个不是指我们身体的，这是指我们心的。所以你必须对心能够看得到，你的定力要有够足够的定力看得到，理解。然后呢，心随观念处，这个呢，好，我们再给大家简单的看一下，五盖界法随观念处。This is 84. Dhamma Nupassana is the fourth category of Satipatthana. This is the fourth category of Satipatthana. This is the fourth category of Satipatthana. This is the fourth category of Satipatthana. One is the unconscious Dhamma object, the five hindrances. Even hindrances is the object of Vipassana. Therefore, we can do the training. This is... Then Kanda, Wu Yun. This is also five. In this category, Samanupasana has five chapters. Five hindrances. 刚才这里有法水观念处、法能处，就有这个五盖。Then five clinging aggregates. 五取运。Then 12 sense bases. Ayatana, Pabang, 十二处结。Then Bojanga, Pabang,Then factors of enlightenment, 气觉自觉。所以这里面涵盖的就是所有的，我们所有的也都可以，好的目标、不好的目标都可以去关照。那还有这个它叫什么？是圣地界。然后呢，所以讲这个就是五个部分了。法随观念做的五个部分，是圣地界，苦集灭道。Here, when this sutta talks about Four Noble Truths, it's given slightly differently from other texts. Because this sutta is mainly the sutta about meditation instruction. So, when the Buddha presents the Four Noble Truths, the Buddha presents as a meditation instruction compared to theoretical instruction given in other sutta. So, this is aspecial teacher, meditation instruction. 这是一个禅修指示。
所以呢，你会看佛陀在这里讲解四圣谛的时候呢，他的讲法呢，其实就是禅修指示来的，就是一道禅修指示，跟那种理论性的讲法意义就不一样。好，现在再给大家看一样，105面对韩传上。What is the right concentration? The last one. And because what is the right concentration? Here, a bhikkhu detached from sensual desire, detached from unwholesome fantasy, enters and remains in the first jhana. It is the applied thought and sustained thought, born of detachment, filled with joy and pleasure, and with the subsidy of applied thought and sustained thought, by gaining inner tranquility and oneness of mind. He enters and remains in the second jhana. It is without applied thought and sustained thought, born of concentration, with pure joy and pleasure, and with the fading away of delight, he remains imperturbable, mindful and clearly aware. Thus he experiences in this body that kind of pleasure of which the Noble One said, that pleasure is experienced by one who dwells in equanimity and mindfulness. He enters the third jhana. And having given up pleasure and pain, and with the destruction of former gladness and sadness, he enters and remains the fourth jhana. He is without pleasure and pain, and purified by equanimity and mindfulness. Because this is called right concentration. 修比丘，什么是正定？在此，修比丘，比丘远离爱欲，远离不善法，因有便安住于具有寻思。既由远离而升起是喜乐的出产，除去了寻思，其实是禅智的 is mental factors by thought and sustained thought. This one when you practice further next time you can experience. 你要修了过后你会亲自体验的这些，除去了寻思之后，借着获得内在的清净一心，进入平安住于没有寻思但具有由定而升起之喜乐的第二层，所立了喜之后，他保持舍心，具备正念等之，如此，他以身感受快乐。这这里的身是指名声而不是指舍身呢？所以第三呢 ，when we talk about the body, it refers to the mind. It refers to the mind body, not the physical body. The mind body experience happiness, not the physical body. Now this kaya is explained in the Patisambhara Magga by Venerable Sariputta. So it has a different aspect. The people understand, they don't look at it. The interpretation, then they got it wrong. The Buddha used the word kaya. In different ways. So here it refers to the mind body. 以身感受快乐，这能正者们所说的，就是具备舍心以正念者的乐住。那进入并安住第三层，由于舍离了苦与乐，以心情灭除了喜忧，而进入并安住于超越苦乐，即由舍以正念进化的第四层。修比丘就称为正定，然后呢，在过去呢，你就可以看到，佛陀说，如果你修七年，有可能可以成就两种阿那含果或阿罗汉果，几年、六年、五年、四年都可能的。最后，如果甚至有些呢，修七天都可能成就阿罗汉果或阿那含果，那就看各自的波罗蜜。And the last one, conclusion, the Buddha gives assurance. You practice it for 7 years, 6 years, 5 years, even up to 7 days, it is possible. By practicing like this, you attain one of the two fruits, arahata, the arahant, the highest, and the enlightenment state, or then anagami state, the third stage of sainthood. The Buddha gives assurance. You practice like this, you will achieve. Now let's come back to do the first training.
You want a break? Is this long and long?
Less than
10.
That's been in 10.
Okay, now let's read first, huh? 72. This is the instruction that we are going to practice later. In this 3 days. We'll focus on this training of Satipatthana. For foundation mindfulness, we focus on this part. So let's see. Because, how does the bhikkhu abide contemplating the body as a body? Here, because bhikkhu goes to the forest, to the foot of a tree, or to an empty space. Then he sits down, cross-legged, keeps his body erect, establishes mindfulness in front of him. In front, basically, we are taking the object in front, it's not far away. In front, the object is just in front of us, the breathing. He breathes in mindfully, breathes out mindfully. When he breathes in long, he understands I'm breathing long. When he breathes out long, he understands I breathe out long. When he breathes in short, he understands I'm breathing short. When he breathes out short, he understands I breathe out short. Or better still, he knows, he breathes out short. Here, what is the meaning here? It means whether it is long, it is short, you don't control it, you just know it as it happens. So, there's no special meaning whether long and short, how special it is, no. It is when the Buddha gives instruction like that, it means that whether it is long, whether it is short, our job is to pay attention and to focus, and not necessary to make it long, not necessary to make it short. Don't control the breathing, don't control the breath, just let it happen. And we are observer, people, the one that focus, that's it. That's meaning. And there's no other special thing here to say, you have to make it long or you have to make it short. It trains us. A short breathing, experiencing the whole breath. It trains us. A short breath out, experiencing the whole breath. Now, this is more detailed. You need to focus in a more detail. It basically is the same instruction, but now it goes into more detail. You follow from the in-breath, the beginning, middle, and the end of the in-breath, and the beginning, middle, and end of the out-breath. Then it turns out, I shall bring tranquilizing the whole breath formation. It turns out, I shall bring up tranquilizing the whole breath formation. And then tranquilizing is natural. When you focus, and you calmly focus, then the tranquilizing effect takes place naturally until up to a point you achieve fourth jhana when the breathing can stop completely. So then you complete this training. <咳>好，诸比丘，你就如何安住于观身为身呢？在此，诸比丘，你就前往森林，住脚空地，安腿而坐，保持身体正直。 安立正念在自己面前的呼吸，自己面前的特别面前的呼吸，专念的吸气，正念的呼气。所以这个面前呢，它不是说你要去注意呼吸啊，身体里面的呼吸，佛陀不是这么说的。那是说，在我们注意的面前的呼吸呢，其实等一下会跟你们讲，在我们的鼻孔前面啊，人中上端，或者是左鼻孔、右鼻孔，就在这一带。 身体外面，但是呼出来的时候，是这样的。正念的吸气，正念的呼气。吸气长的时候，他了知我吸气长；呼气长的时候，他了知我呼气长。 机器短的时候，它了知我机器短；呼气短的时候，它了知我呼气短。这是什么意思呢？就是说你不去控制它。我都没有说我们要让它长和短，就是如实的长知道长，短知道短。其实整个过程你就是观察和专注，没有去控制，没有去要。然后接下来呢，我应当觉知气息的全身而吸气，这是说要注意的更仔细了，整个过程注意的更仔细了。所以这个全身是指气息的全身，不是身体的全身，这也对有些人误解。这个在这个无碍解道与离佛真者有特别讲解，这个身在这不同的意思，这里是指一出息的全身。好，他如此训练，我应当平静气息身形而吸气，他如此训练，我应当平静气息身形而呼气。这个就是我来随着我们专注的时候，我们的心慢慢倾向于安宁宁静，呼吸也会变得宁静。然后呢，最后到四禅的时候，呼吸完全停息，那你就完成这个训练。接下来是一个比喻了，比喻真正的指示是这一道。然后过后呢，观禅在后面了。And then the meditation, vipassana instruction is given at the back. Contemplating the body internally, externally, this will do later. You can read about it, but I don't think in 3 days you can come to this. So not easy. So we focus as long as we concentration, our concentration increase, and that's sufficient. Then this won't be difficult later if you have sufficient concentration.接下来观察的指示呢，我们这3天应该没有时间走路，但是无论如何，如果你有足够定力的话，这个就不难了。好，那我们给大家休息一下，好不好？那起来走动一下。指示你们，如果不要走动，没地方走动，那就站起来，不要坐着。也得像我们，再过个5分钟吧，我们就开始整个指示，好吧？Okay, take a short break, about 5 minutes, I think, then continue to sit, you stand up, if you have no place to walk, and walk outside, or you can stand for a while, then after that, sit down.大家站起来，我们欢迎回来哈，谢谢回来了。我在等哪呢？在等。Why I want to teach standing first？ 为什么要先讲一下站禅呢？站，因为站也是可以修到很高的。但是因为大多数人可能你们的脚不习惯坐太久，所以先跟你们讲站。就像我们坐的时候，你脚不行了，你就站起来。So, it is important to be sure a bit about standing first, because if you're not get used to, you don't get used to sitting for too long, and 1 hour may be too difficult for you.So, hopefully you feel really too difficult, you can adjust yourself and just stand up. And after that, If you really want to sing, you can sit down again. 好，这时候呢，为了要最主要是轻松跟稳定。The most important is if you are relaxed, and you can stand in a stable posture. So open up your feet a bit, 脚稍微打开一点。打开一点点呢，就站得比较舒服。As you like, what you feel comfortable, most important you feel comfortable, more or less, you can according to your comfort. Okay. 所以你站的时候啊，就是以自己感觉良好，你站方式就站，最主要是你感觉舒服。把脚踝打开，这也是基本上是直就可以了，正在的 comfortably straight up, upright, and you feel straight, that's good, and you feel comfortable. 你站的感觉上舒服，那就可以了。把手呢放在旁边，那也还或者的塞。那脚是不要的摆，你也是可以把手挂在后面扣着，两个手扣在一起， you can do like this also.喜欢把手扣在前面也没有错，但是根据师傅的观察是放在旁边的后面是比较舒服，对你的胸腔会比较好一点。So this is the meditation instruction for standing and for sitting the same. So what we tell you in the sitting, you can also do while you are standing. Same.所以我们给予禅修的指示，坐禅的禅修指示，在站禅的时候呢也是一样的，也是这么做，这是一个方式。那么站呢，有些人会不平衡， some people feel very unstable, 因为讲到就是 standing for a long time, 没有人 stand too long, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour, as you like. 所以你站呢，有些人站不平衡，你就站着感觉上舒服，然后呢那个5分钟也可以，10分钟、15分钟、半小时也可以。我有弟子站一两个小时、三个小时的，那个也是可以。他们如果熟悉的就可以。Some of my students may practice even up to 1 to 3 hours for standing. That's also okay if you like. Depends on individual. Most important, you feel comfortable about it. 最主要你要感觉到很舒服。You feel comfortable. 很舒服。我们打坐的时候，站禅或坐禅的眼睛是闭着的，不开眼睛的。So when we meditate, we close our eyes. Whether you're standing or sitting, we close our eyes, you don't open our eyes. And when you actually doing it, do the best spectacle. 当你真正在修禅的时候是不戴眼镜的。现在你们听讲的时候没问题了。但是你真正在修的时候是不戴眼镜的，这很重要的。你眼睛压在这里的气不好，是阻塞。So when you actually meditating, whether standing or sitting, you don't wear your glasses. Because you wear glasses, it blocks certain blockage here. They affect our mind, the working of our mind. You won't be so relaxed. So this is very important when you do.Otherwise, you may tense up very easily. Don't wear. If you don't feel necessary, don't wear. Okay? And another thing is, when you change your posture from sitting to standing and from standing to sitting, continue to focus on your breath. Change it very slowly and not too quickly. So that you can continue to focus. 换姿态的时候，从坐到站，站到坐，慢慢的换，而且始终不失去你的专注，你的呼吸。还有一条小规则大家注意，就是休息转换这期间尽可能止语不说话，除非是非常重要的就轻声细语不说话。 也不跟大家打招呼，也没下垂，尽可能不要 eye contact， 可能必要，这是最重要的。这段时间就是休产的那段时间，你就尽可能这么做到。 Another important thing is throughout this practice try not to talk, keep noble silence as much as you can. You don't make it a rule, but you try, unless if you really need to communicate, say a few words, say gently, softly, mindfully, and try not to speak, not to talk. Preserve your energy. Do not talk. So that's it. But now we can come down and sit. So we take it to our side.If you need to stand, you stand whenever you want to stand. In this practice, the important thing is relax and feel comfortable. If you force yourself, you won't be happy. If the mind is not happy, concentration cannot develop. 如果你身体不轻松，你不快乐，那你心不快乐，定力就提不起来。你知道为什么吗？因为啊，快乐是禅定的境界。所以如果你不快乐，禅定就升不起来。So, in going in a relaxed state. Because if you are not relaxed, you won't be happy. If you are not happy, concentration cannot develop.So be comfortable at ease, because happiness is a proximate cause, the near reason, proximate cause for concentration. Now, first step, keep the comfortable posture, you can 坐得很舒服自在。For those who have done yoga training, you can take lotus sitting.Lotus posture if you like, or half lotus if you like. But we encourage a way which is to feel most comfortable and relaxed, and you can sit long. Of course, lotus has its bonus advantages, but if you can't, if you want to train at home, or when you come to meditation retreat, it's your most comfortable posture. So, in a yoga, you know,自拍呢，你会双盘、单盘的都可以，那些是有优势的。但是呢，如果你要训练姿态，可以在家里训练。在这里，我们选择你觉得最舒服、最自在、可以做的最久的姿态。这里给大家教导的是，散盘，眼镜式的散盘，一个脚在前，一个脚在后。这是散盘。So this is a Burmese posture, the Burmese relaxer, facing, and you don't press, just your legs don't press on each other. 所以这是缅甸式的散腿。脚的不压着的，不互相压着。每一个脚在前，哪个脚在后都没关系的。Which leg you put in front or which one at the back, it doesn't matter. Important thing is,You don't press on each other. And then, your face is 感觉直，背是直的，然后身体是松的，这就是刚柔平衡了。So, when you sit, you feel your back is straight. It need not be exactly physically straight, huh?As long as you feel straight, that's enough. And then the whole body is very relaxed. Okay, now you have to把眼睛都戴下来了。Take down your spectacles, close your eyes.
And it just follow instructions as I say. Now we start meditation already. So whatever you hear, you follow the Jintong, which is the Shifu. At 中间你想 start 的时候就 start, 自由的。So in between, if you feel too hard, you don't need to look at others, you just, if you want to stand, you just stand.And continue in standing posture, no problem. Be very free about noise. Take a few deep breaths. As you breathe out, you relax your body. So keep a slow breathing.呼气的时候，感觉全身放松。这是准备工作，真正修。安波念禅法是不控制呼吸，不给工作，爱做深呼吸，在几下就好。So actual anapanasati practice is a control of breath. This is preliminary preparation. So I can give you deep breath.As you breathe out, you relax the body. When you 呼气，深深的吸气，呼气的时候，把身体放松。Breathe in deeply. You breathe out. Feel all your bodily tension or any negativity, unpleasant feeling go out together with the whole breath. Sense the qi. 呼气的时候。感觉全身的不愉快，身体里的不舒服，随着呼气呼出来。这个也是刚才修出来把心吹出来的。刚才我们是在静中静，现在我们接下来动中静。而在行住坐卧的时候守护着你的呼吸，下次不能这样的，这个只要在禅修的地方没有危险还可以这么做。So now you bring back your mind to normalcy. And when you change posture, whatever you do, all the mindfulness is on small areas. Even though we can also develop mindfulness by paying attention to our actions, bodily actions. But now, as the anapanasati practice, object of our mindfulness is the breathing.So whether we are doing anything, going to the toilet, opening the door, closing the door, all throughout your practice, focusing on the breathing only. When you're going to drive your car, just do that. You have to immerse completely until you feel fully normal, then you need to go outside to drive your car. When driving, you don't meditate in this way, you meditate generally. When driving, you have general awareness. But now you have specific awareness. And remember again, try not to talk, try to keep notes silent. And whatever you do, remember your breathing. That's what we were doing in the quietness, in quiet state. Now we are cultivating quietness, sharpness, calmness in action. The sitting time is calmness in calm position, in quiet position. And another thing you can do is you can put your hands on your waist, you can put your soul on the yaosang. Put your hands like this. Enhance your waist power so that you can sit without having much back problem. This is helpful if you can just sit. So, this is for our face, for our yaosang, it will help us. 每次下床你就这样，很好奇。 Take a few deep breaths. Take a few deep We have a lunch break and we resume our session at 1:00. So it's time we give you some time to ask questions before you proceed. She was asking about his training. I shall break out tranquilizing the whole breath formation. So this doesn't refer to the body, it refers to the breath body, the breathing. So tranquilizing. So this one, the most you do is to incline your mind towards it. So don't purposely control the breathing, but just incline the mind and let the mind, let the breathing slowly come down. And you adjust now.
这里有在做意，在就是说，不是control你的自己，不是control倾向往那方面倾向，
控制是不一样，控制是不自然的，倾向是你的心，只是倾向在自己往那方面发展。
for this, you don't control your breath, but you just invite. Just let the mind, the breathing, everything get calm and steady. Yes, ma.
当场就看生灭了。虽然世界分别观也是一种这个日常呢，但是呢它的原理也是不一样的。你的修法就是不要去看生灭，等到你定力强的时候呢，你可以看生灭的时候你就去看生灭。所以这里也就是有记载，你是 recorded 呢，人家什么但是它是呢也 appears to not be very important to each other, because if you put it at the same time you have to practice two things, you mess up. But if you succeed in one and use that to support another, then it is okay. If you divide the time, you do the right thing at the right time, it's very good. Okay? 所以他讲了正确的时间正确的时候做，你不要混在一起。Okay, 还有吗？
You mentioned succeed several times. In what situation is it succeed?
At least you get a jhana, first jhana, concentration. Then there's a first success. Actually, along the way, you feel peaceful, so there's some kind of benefit. That's when you reach your aim.
What's jhana?
Jhana is absorption. For example, there's a four stages of jhana. First jhana, your mind gets absorbed into this non-shaped object, and then that is the one level of concentration when your mind not shaken by the five hindrances. That is jhana. Then the second jhana, higher jhana, as given in the jhana, that's not Mahasatipatthana Sutta, the Samma Samadhi, right concentration.
Jhana is 禅定,
初禅、二禅、三禅、四禅。No, they're still far away. It's just the first footing you get. The first footing. First jhana, second jhana, third jhana. So based on that, you can progress towards enlightenment. The enlightenment is magga. Top attainment. That's enlightenment.
What is the hindrance?
Hindrances are essential. Last is the first hindrance. Then second is the anger. And the third is the thought and thoughtful. They all the time dizzy, sleepy, dozing off. That's the third. And the fourth is restlessness and remorse. And the fifth is doubt. Skeptical doubt. This is a useless doubt. You keep doubt around, you cannot do anything here, right? You're in those doubt. Okay. Any other question? 好，就这么简单呢，这个呼吸呢，也就是。可以感觉到吗？有些不能感觉到呼吸的举手一下。没有哦，现在是可以感觉到呼吸哦。如果你不能感觉到呼吸呢，通常就是不够轻松，不够 relax。那你就是放松，你继续的放松，呼吸就来找你了。你去找它，你真的找不到。有时你太用心去找它的时候呢，你的 focus 应该跑位，不跑位它也注意不到。所以你放松，你一放松，什么放掉不要，上来找你，那就很容易了。然后呢，这个定力的原理呢，是让你持续的专注，只要你不中断，它起那个阿修罗那把叫有重复源，它不断的重复，力量就来了，定力就来。所以你定力是不可以逼出来的，定力是很欢喜的，刹那之刹那间贴着它，它就来了。做的 concentration 呢 ，breathing。Concentration practice is the principle is simple. Is keep the repetition, keep up the repetition. If you keep repeating, focusing again and again, then there's a kind of condition which is called repetition condition. Based on this condition, as our attention repeats itself moment to moment, then concentration comes.
concentration come. So they don't force the concentration. You cannot force the concentration. Let the concentration gently, steadily repeat itself and accumulate the momentum when you continue to focus moment to moment. That's why it's important not to be distracted by wandering thoughts. And if there's a wandering thought, don't suppress it. Just take it easy. Continue to focus. And slowly the wandering thoughts will go off. 所以呢，我们的原理呢，就是不断的持续的专注，直到那个杂念呢，如果有杂念，你也不理它，不要去管它，一些的专注，慢慢这个杂念就没有了。Okay, so we may explain further, now continue sitting. If you have no further question, okay, 然后让我们继续。
How long you need to spend time is preparing yourself is very subjective, depends on individual. So usually we take about 3 to 5 minutes. But slowly when you get used to it, you can even take just a deep breath. And then you get into the anapanasati, if possible. So in our 到底我们要准备多久呢？这是很个人的。如果你想久就久，不想那么久，就可以快一点结束，就去专注呼吸。关键在于你的心准备好了没有。准备好了，那就可以。那准备好，准备一下。 So the key depends on whether you have, you are well prepared for the meditation. If you are well prepared, you can just prepare yourself with one deep breath, and then you can enter it. You know, we do a little bit of exercise, so that you slowly get used to it. That exercise can be shortened. 这个放空放松的这种练习呢，让你熟练的话呢，那个时间可以缩短的。这样我们放松。
Relax yourself. Focus on the seat. Take a deep breath. As you breathe out, you relax. 呼气放松。 然后辛苦把身体的不舒服呼出来。 Breathing deeply and breathe out. Breathe out all the objective feeling in the body. Just 1 is regarding your body energy, whatever, during your anapanasati, your mindfulness on breathing. If you have any bodily sensation, just ignore them. If you got a jerk here and there, natural, because of the energy, so ignore them, continue to focus on your breathing. So your 一样是就是当你专注的时候，身体有什么觉受，不要去理会它，继续专注在你的气息和呼吸上。Then the second is about wandering thoughts. He says, whatever wandering thoughts, just ignore them and also focus on the breathing. But if there are only a certain special occasion, you may need to pay attention and to stop the wandering thoughts. Most of the case, you don't need to. You just ignore your thoughts. 所以对于杂念呢，大多数的杂念呢，你就不理它就可以。 有少部分的情况，你可能需要进行处理。对，我说你不理的，专注就可以。好，现在可能深深break，休息一下，如果要，然后再继续的打坐。三点十分，interview question answer. OK. Now you can continue. You want to do standing? Or sitting or go optional, huh? Yes, optional. Good interview, I think you have issue. 对，有些时候看经典你没有看一些注释的解释，但是没办法去理解佛陀时佛陀的表达方式跟那个，这是印度文嘛，这是什么，所以我们一定要知道印度文的方式，这个巴利文的方式来解释它的，不能够用华文的方式来解释它。所以要知道印度文这个字是在印度文里是怎么讲，我们要看印度文的解释，就像人家翻译中文的时候也是一样，阴阳它是没办法翻译的，翻译翻来翻译翻，其实它只能回到我们阴阳里面去寻找阴阳的意思，到后来他们放弃了，他们直接用阴阳，这样没有人要翻译阴阳去，翻译不了，翻脸摸也不对，没有办法翻译，一样一样。我们还记得为什么我们常常回到巴利语就是这样，有一些遇到这种盲点的时候你不回到原文他就找不到，就像他们要学易经，他们如果不回到中文其实学不了，怎样看翻译也看不了易经，我看那些英文版的翻译全部看了，就是他怎样很会翻译的人也翻译不了，所以真正要精通易经的人他一定要回到去学一下中文，他才能够明白易经，不然他明白有一些东西，有一些
那个身心安、身心安，那怎么才能达到那种程度？在达到身心安之前，身体中是很
疼痛的。那个身心安不是指身体了，身心安是指心所。对，那身心安不可能是指身体，因为它整个54个心所全都是指精神现象，所以那个身心安。不可能是指物质现象，
心清安是心所，还是身清安？
心清安是指整个心事的清安，身清安是指所有的心所的清安，所以那个所有的心所的清安这本身就是一个心所，其实就是水，什么是心所？心所是心的状态，绝对不是，绝对不是，绝对不是，因为那个你看了54个心所是性的状态，它是精神现象来的，它不是身体现象，
那身体那个疼痛它最后是要怎么克服这个，最后达到就可以把这个疼痛给克服掉，然后才能够专注在。如果这器官不克服掉这身体这个疼痛的话，最后总是要这个注意力总是要集中在这个身，然后就很难 pop 的这个保健上。
哦。
但是你可以就是 repeat
in English. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. Yeah, yeah, it's better. Yeah. Because they ask the question too fast. Okay.So just now I was asking about the body tranquility and mind tranquility. In body tranquility, according to the Abhidhamma, the psychology of the Buddhist psychology, so that body tranquility refers to the body of the mental state. This body actually is a problem in translation because the Indian language, the Pali, Gaya has three meanings. One is the physical body, Gaya.You also use Gaya. And sometimes we use as a Gaya as a whole body. Like, something like, sometimes we, English also sometimes we say the whole body, this organization body, something like that, you know? Something like that. So, we also use it like a body. So, the breath, whole breath body, we also use Gaya. And then all the mental state body is also used Gaya. So you have to look at the context, howwhere it refers to. So that body refers to the mental body, which is the body of all the mental states, like the angry mental state, or the greed mental state. Mindfulness is also one mental state. Peace is also one mental state. And all these are mental states. The relationship between mental states and consciousness is just like the relationship between the state of water with water. You cannot separate them. You cannot separate the state of water with water. So similarly, you cannot separate the state of the mind with the mind. No? Oh. 看看他有没有问完, 还是问? Sorry.
就是刚才那个还要是解释，就是怎么才能克服这个身体的痛，然后能够让的更对。
好。So the question is about how to overcome the physical pain so that you can focus better. There are many ways, you know. Like one friend, he's very afraid of the pain. Sorry, 我也是英文系，他的华语系没关系啊。 Now he's very afraid of the pain. And what he did is that when the moment he sit down, he told himself, okay, pain is going to come definitely, so I better focus quickly. So if I focus quickly so that when I get in deep concentration, then pain is no more. So, 那有一个方法，我的朋友就是他觉得很怕痛，但是他知道一个克服痛的方法就是快快入定，然后他就是在 痛还没有来之前，完全不给自己分心，完全专注。然后呢，等一下他的进入很深的定，痛就没有了。所以一个方法克服痛就是快快的进入深的定的状态。 This is one way. 这是一个方法。 So you try to get into concentration quickly. Don't let your mind wander too much. Then you have less pain. 然后呢，一个就是通过 yoga training. Yoga. 比如说你看你的痛在哪里。如果你的痛是 这里, 那你就做一些跟这里有关的 yoga. So if you have a pain in the knee, then you do some exercise, the yoga, stretching, so that you feel less pain. And if the pain is over here, there's also a yoga practice particularly for this. The pain on the hip. If you pain through. 所以这里呢，也是有瑜伽的方法来调整，或者reduce. 还有一种方法呢，是 你先立场，你先站立，站立呢，先把定力带起来。那等一下你一坐下去的时候，你的定力就从比较高的起点，你有一个比较高的起点，所以一开始你的定力就是在比较高的起点，然后就等到那个痛还没来，你已经到了更深的定。 So another way is to overcome pain is when you quickly you do a standing meditation first. Because you don't feel much pain in any meditation. So you pick up your concentration. So the moment you sit down, you already start your concentration, start with a level, higher level of concentration. So it's easier to go into deep concentration after you have done the standing. So this is also one way you can reduce the pain. And another thing is to change your posture. If you cannot make a right effort anymore, you feel you are not able to make a right effort anymore, it's distracting, then change your posture. But this is not preferred, but that's a choice. It's not a preferred choice. If you can, you try not to try to continue with your right effort. But if you really cannot, you change your posture. So, 如果是你没办法的时候，你换姿态，但是如果你这不是最好的方法，但也算是一个方法，至少好过你完全放弃，是一点。那还有一点说在椅子上， another is a sit on the chair， 坐着 or stool whatever， 坐着。 这样子了，椅子上，还有什么方法？有些人可能几个热水澡带来打坐，有些帮到吧。有些人就泡一下温泉来打坐。但是你家里天天有温泉泡，那没问题啊，不是天天有温泉，好像有帮到。 So sometimes this hot water bath it helps. Some people say dip into the hot spring. For some time, and after that, you have less pain. That's also possible. Another reason you try, people who don't want too much pain and try to overcome your anger. If you go around very angry people, easy to get anger, easily irritated, then you usually have lots of pain. It has something to do with the resistance of the mind. And the mind quality will make us more painful. So if you are very patient and very loving, then usually less pain. Usually, this is one of the factors, but actually everything happens because of multiple conditions, not one condition. But every condition helps. So,所以呢，这个是应该就是不要消除你的脾气，脾气不好的人很多痛的。因为我们心的阻力，所以如果你不想那么多痛了，你就想先给自己好脾气，你就不用那么痛。因为我们心的阻力会给我们很多痛。
我还有另外一个方法，就是说，为了避免痛，我是觉得说，像我们一般上班族筋骨都比较僵硬，所以呢，就是说，我们以前的错误，我自己承认的错误的那个运动方法，就是没有做前行准备就坐下去，所以身体就是筋骨都很硬，所以很容易这个造成四肢的痛，所以就是说，在做。
静坐之前，先让自己先拉筋拉骨，让它的比较柔和一点，坐起来就不会那么多。对，刚才跟你们说这个瑜伽，不是，就是 asking about stretching before sitting. Yes, that's what I told you just now. Do some yoga, stretching, whatever.
I have a question about the language of Pali. Is that comparable
to Sanskrit, or like, is
I guess scripture comparable to like the Yoga
Sutras,
or how does it
differ? Pali is a simpler language, not so sophisticated like Sanskrit. It's easier to learn. It doesn't have some complicated grammar, or easier. So, but basically, there are a lot of root words, you know. Similar. So people who understand Sanskrit easily, they can understand Pali. People who understand Pali also, they want to learn Sanskrit. They also have advantage.
Yeah, I've noticed there's a lot of similarities, but I didn't know if there was, what the similarities between...
Exactly, I cannot tell because I don't know much about Sanskrit.
I meant the scriptures. Like the scriptures.
Yeah. The Yoga Sutras and philosophy. Is there a parallel, or does it kind of both go in a tangent? We don't have some of the sutras like Patanjali Sutra discussing. We don't have it in our Pali. Pali is purely a language for the Buddha's teaching. And we never use Pali for other. It's like a religious language already. It's no more using for. But now modern day, some people they can use the Pali to converse, you know, for daily usage. Some monks they can do like that. But usually it is mainly for the religious language already. But the Sanskrit, I don't know that they use it for various purposes. Whether the Hindu, Buddhist, some of the Buddhist sects also, they have the sutras in Sanskrit. So you get, people may get confused and mixed up, but Pali will never mix up, it's very clear. That's讲这个梵文跟巴利文的，梵文是语言是文法比较复杂一点，然后呢，它也有，它是用来记载很多很多的东西，那巴利文是纯粹，宗教的，是纯粹的。 这个原始佛教记载这个原始佛教经典没有在做别的用途，会很纯，清楚。Okay.
I have a question here. It says, I shall breathe in, experience the whole breath, and then I shall breathe out, experience the whole breath. But when we do anapana, we're not really experiencing the whole breath, we're just focusing on the breath that's touching this point right here. So, how's...
It is the whole breath, from beginning to the end, is the whole breath. If you focus from beginning to the end, you see, I show you. The Buddha said, establishing mindfulness in front. That means that you are focusing in front, not focusing internally, whatever.
Oh, so it's not mean like going from half down?
Oh, no, definitely not, It's very sure. Yeah? Then page 72. When he sits down cross-legged, keeps his body erect, and establishes mindfulness in front of him. He's not paying your mindfulness. This is a literal translation. In front of him, but just in front, you pay attention in front. You're not paying attention internally. So this is already very clear. So, and after that whole breath, it is whole breath from beginning to the end. It's a whole breath. It is not that the breath going in and out. Actually, even when you feel the breath going in, all the time the breath is here. You see, not? When some people say, oh, I follow the breath going in. The breath is not one thing. The breath is all the time. It's a continuous flow. So if it is a continuous flow, how can it be? You try to pick up the breath flowing down. You know, you follow the breath down, here there are breath here. All the time, isn't it so? So the breath is a continuous flow. It's not one single point. So you want to say that I follow the whole breath, I must follow down here and follow up. It's wrong. And if you understand the principle of jhana concentration, your object should not move. In all jhana training, all of the 40 meditation object for jhana, and some are not for first, some for up to first jhana, like impurity training, some up to third jhana, some is up to excess concentration, but whatever it is, if you practice jhana concentration up to absorption, it's not possible your object is moving. Even if you take the wind as wind kasina, the wind as object, but if you reach jhana, before you reach jhana, your object will be like frozen. It's natural. Because the jhana concentration, the object cannot move. So if you keep moving, your concentration cannot develop. So definitely the object, so you have to interpret the sutta correctly. You have to see it as a whole. You see, like using our translated language, and then you have to continue. That's why first before then you go back to Pali, then you interpret the sutta as a whole. You're establishing a mindfulness in front. You're not establishing a mindfulness inside and outside. It's not a moving, it's in front. And then the whole breath. You see, the breath is not one point, the breath is a continuous flow. So you cannot say, I follow the breath inside. When you follow the breath inside, you are not following another breath coming in here. It's a continuous flow. So we are following at one point, continuous flow, but I focus on one point all the time. That's a unique thing about the breathing. Because the breathing is very unique. It is caused by our mind. As long as we are alive, we have breathing. Or fourth jhana is another issue, huh? And otherwise, you won't, if you, only when you're living, you're alive, you have breathing. Huh? So, our breath is affected by our mind. You get angry, your breath change. If you are loving, your breath change. You're patient, your breath change. You're agitated, your breath change. It's affected by our mind. So these things, when we pay attention, it is moving, yes, it is in and out, but if you focus on one single point, then because of it is a relatively calm, you know, because it's not moving, the point of attention is not moving, then because of that, the mind also come down. When the mind come down, the breath naturally becomes subtle, tranquilizes. So if you are subtle and tranquil, then when the breath gets more subtle and more tranquil, our focusing mind, because it's focusing on a tranquil object, the mind will be even more quiet and more focused. Then up to a point, it becomes so sharp and concentrated, the mind, then light appear. Because the two things, because of the one, you can see the light here. One is because of the sharpness of the mind, then the mind is able to function, play the role of an eye. The mind can as the ability to see, as the ability to hear. You know, our eye consciousness only can see, our ear consciousness only can hear. But our mind can see, can hear, can smell, can taste, can touch, can know. Can play all the six sense function of mind. So when your mind is concentrated, the ability increases that it can also see. This is one reason. Another reason is when our mind is more concentrated, the materiality produced by our mind gets stronger. The breath, the light also becomes stronger. So two things. Object becomes stronger and the subject also more powerful. So it's easier for the more powerful subject to perceive the object. Okay? And the object also more powerful, make it easier to be perceived by the subject. Subject is our mind. So because of that, then the light appear. At the beginning, maybe a bit grey, then slowly become yes, white. But need not be white, lah. Can be other color due to our karma. So our perception. No, then slowly it becomes translucent or shiny. And at that time, it becomes very stable and not moving. When it's stable and not moving, it's a when the mind focuses on stable and not moving object, static object, then the mind is more likely. Slowly, the concentration develops very fast, and then the mind can absorb. And it's a break down the barrier between subject and object. It's like merging. And then that is a jhana. Then the mind is not shaken, not shakable. There's no other senses coming in. Only one attention. One-pointedness, completely one-pointedness. So this breath is very unique. If you pay attention, hold in and out, this is a moving object. It's impossible. You take a moving object and you want to enter absorption, it's impossible. Of course, never possible. So you must understand the jhana principle. Because this principle applies not only for anapanasati, in all jhana training. All jhana training, it cannot be moving object. The clearest example is the wind kasina. Even you take the wind, initially you take the wind as object, you see the wind. Of course you have to be able to see the wind. So this requires some concentration. That's why usually we start with other concentration first. After you succeed in other samatha, other object, then you focus on the wind. How you feel. You use your concentration to observe, to watch the wind. Then you feel the wind, see the wind coming to you, and you watch the wind, and after a point, you can see, very strong. Then, by the time you are about to enter jhana, the wind is already like frozen wind. It's like the air, like what you call it, frozen air, something like that. And after that, you can enter jhana. As long as the wind is still blowing, not possible. As long as you perceive the blowing wind, then you cannot enter into the wind jhana. So even though we say wind jhana, but the jhana object is not moving wind. It's a static air, you know. So this is natural. Jhana, all jhana are like that. All jhana are like that. So if you understand the principle of entering jhana and all jhana, then it's not possible to understand why you should take a changing object. But breath is very unique. Breath is changing, but you can make it relatively unchanged by focusing on one single point, like the saw. The saw is moving, but you can focus on the point, the sawing point. You know, say, you can, the people may come in and out, you can only watch a door. Something like that. So in this way, the breath becomes relatively unchanged. Then after some time, you become more unchanged, more subtle. The changing becomes less perceivable, you know, then up to a point you see the fixed object, you know, so in this way. So you have to understand the context. If people don't understand, that's why we need to help the commentary. For people who don't brush aside the commentary, they brush aside the Abhidhamma, they are lost, actually. It's very miserable for people who want to brush aside the commentary. Then they become the new commentator for the suttas. It's all very dangerous. You cannot understand the view. And also for the understanding of the suttas, you need to practice. That's why the Pariyati Patipati Pativeda realization also important. Pariyati is theory. Patipati is practice. Pativeda is realization. Without realization, you try to interpret the text, you'll be lost. Because the real interpretation of the text is in the reality. You know? You have to understand Isaac Newton's theory. is in the reality, in the gravity, in the law, in the nature law. You see, if you want to, how do you want to understand Isaac Newton's theory? If you go to the nature, then you can understand his theory. You don't go, because his theory comes from the nature. So the Buddha's teaching comes from nature, comes from truth. So if you don't realize the truth, you try to interpret based on the linguistic interpretation, you get lost. That's why people who just focus on the books alone, and they don't go to practice and don't go for realization, they always misinterpret. They create a lot of wrong karma because of misinterpretation of the Buddha's teaching. So this has to be very careful. 等一下要不要讲华语? Sorry, huh? Because why? Some people may not understand what is going on. 这段是讲这个呼吸声，他讲这个呼吸声啊，到底我没有注意到整个呼吸声，因为你只是注意一个点，其实注意一个点就是注意整个呼吸声，它指的是吸气的开始到吸气的中间到吸气的结束，呼气的开始到呼气的中间到呼气的结束。那有些人说没有，我是专注整个呼吸声，就是要注意到跟着那个呼吸进到里面，跟着那个呼吸出来，其实这是错误的，因为呼吸是一直都在流动的。 当你跟着呼吸到里面的时候，其实继续在鼻子那边流动的呼吸，你就没注意到了。所以其实呢，呼吸声不可能是一个点，它不是说前呼吸的前面的那个才是呼吸声，对吧？如果你说呼吸的前面那个是呼吸声，那么跟着那个第一口气吸进去，跟着第一口气呼出来，这是你他们讲这是呼吸声。其实你这个第一口气吸进去之后，第二。 上面还是连接，是有气，就是气，对不对？那些气跑去哪里了？你没有去注意那个呼吸声，所以那个不是呼吸声来的，你只是抓呼吸的一部分啊。你可以讲这个跟着那个呼吸上下。如果你抓呼吸的全部，那你一定是你跟着对里面的时候，这边的呼吸就没有注意到了。哎，那个不可能是呼吸声的，所以呼吸声是你在一个点从头到尾整个呼吸。 全部进去的，你都在这里门口守住着，整个出来的你也是在门口里面守护着它，这才是全部的呼吸声，这第一点。第二呢，就是我们这里佛陀说，你就前往森林住宿下空地，盘腿而坐，保持身体正直，安住正念在自己面前的呼吸。其实已经告诉了我们，他的安住是在面前，不是在里面，不是跑来跑去。 这已经解释了，佛陀要么安住就是在面前，这是一点。那还有呢，就是你要知道入禅的原理，所有的禅定的修法没有一个例外，只要是禅定，所有的禅定修法，你去读那个《清净道论》，它的目标一定是不动的，目标不可能是动的，包括风电。一般人讲啊，风是动的，但是风呢？ 开始你取那个风的目标的时候，你是注意啊，你是看到，当然就是要看的，看那个风的动，风是要用来看的，不是用来感觉而已的，感觉的力量不够，你要看。那通常我们只是有定力的时候，才比较容易看得到风，没有定力的话，你看不到那个风，所以通常都是修禅别的才修风变，啊，那你刚刚那个风的时候呢，你没有看到那个风，像云样子还是什么这样子，就是。 飘在你身上，但是在你要入禅以前，它一定会整个风会冻结的，它不冻结你入不了禅的。你不可能说你的禅定的目标是动的，不可能，一定是冻结的。所以那个风，要到是你要入禅之前，它是冻结的，很自然的，所有的人都是这样的经验的，冻结，好像一个冻结的气场一样子冻结，但是看得到的，然后呢，那你就才可以入定。 所以，如果你要这个入住实验，教佛陀教我们修到初禅、二禅、三禅、四禅，那么你知道这个入定的原理，你就不可能会用错误的方法去解释这个经文，因为你不可能去注意那个目标进又出，进又出，因为目标是在移动，你没有可能入定的，没有可能，绝对不可能的。所以，你可以说目标动，但是你看我们专注这个，它开始是有一点点的动。 但是呢，因为我们守在一个点，所以它相对就不变。那呼吸也很特别，因为如果他佛陀选一个不变的东西呢，我们可能又会 有专注不好，不容易专注。所以有一点动也就很好专注，因为有那个正念容易引发起来。但是我相对的在一个固定的点上注意它，哎，它就相对的不动。但是呢，它有个特点，因为呼吸是心所产生的。你看啊，为什么我们讲心所产生？你生气的时候呼吸是一个状态，你慈爱的时候心是一个状态，你耐心的时候是一个状态，你急躁的时候心是一个状态。好，当你在这个状态的时候，你专注，那因为你专注它相对不变，在一个固定点上专注，它的特点就是呼吸慢慢就会缓和，它自然就会慢慢的平静。当呼吸慢慢平静的时候呢，那你的目标专，你的心专注在平静的目标，你又会更加的平静，所以它就一个善的循环就开始产生，一直走向更加的平静。那慢慢到平静这个阶段很微细的时候呢，其实那是很重要的时候，你目标微细，你的专注力正念也会变得更微细，可是更强，更柔和，更微细，更强。所以这个时候你专注的时候呢，成像就开始出现了，开始可以是灰灰的，或者是白色，也未必是白色，可以别的颜色。然后呢，到后来变成有放射性的效果，就是放光啊，或者是有那个清澈晶莹啊这样子。然后呢，那个时候呢，啊，它就开始不变了，真正不变了。那个时候你专注，你就可以入定，入定就那个目标，那个能观跟所观，能观跟所观，那就。好像打破这个，它就可以融合这样子的结合了。至少在主观的感知上是如此，主观感知上是融合了，那个时候心完全不动摇，不被任何一种感官动摇，那个是入定。是这样，所以你明白入定的原理，你就不可能会用一个违背入定原理的方法来修或者来理解这个经文。所以为什么理解经文你要有修行的提证呢？所以只是纯粹佛学，你怎么在文字上转一定转不了，因为文字是有很多的极限的。你要了解经文，佛陀的经文是来自自然界的法则的，就像你要了解牛顿的学说，你不是一直在那个文字上转眼的，你必须在自然界的真相里面去看，去理解牛顿的学说一样的，你要了解佛陀的教法，你要在自然界的真相里面去了解的，那么呢，你要体悟自然界的真相。所以为什么解释经文的人，如果他不实修，我们不听他解释的，没太多好处的，他要有种实修。那么呢，你就是看，也不是完全不可以了，就是说他的要有，他不可以说他是绝对权威的了，因为他没有体证的时候，特别是要解释这种修行的啊，他就要有这个实修的啊。就像你没有做试验，你去研究一个理论是不行的一样，所以呢。你有这个实修，你有这个佛学，有实修，有实证，然后呢，你再可以看这个的时候，你就会明白，你就不可能会用一个违背修定的原理的方式来理解这个修定的知识，不会的。然后这点要明白，这是非常肯定的，它一定是如此，它不可能是另一种量子专注，这样子的，它说它入定是不可能的，它肯定不是入定的，有也是很浅的定，不会是禅定。我也是。
I have been practicing Anapana for all 2 years now, and according to one day, Dharmagavipa, he said if you do it right, it should be a few days and you should see light. And I have not seen light, and I know the reason is because I follow the breath. How do I break the habit of not following it? I've been trying not to follow the breath, but I can't do it, so I don't know. I was talking with some teacher, and then teacher said, maybe you should just stop meditate for a while. And then I was like, no, that would be the last thing I want to do.
You can do, no, not stopping meditation. Sometimes you can do metta for maybe 1 month. Metta meditation. That's metta. Just to break the habit. After you do metta for 1 month, metta practice, then you come back to anapana. Maybe it's easier. If you continue to do, sometimes you cannot change and you get very anxious. So if you stop, you do metta also helpful. Metta is very helpful for loving kindness meditation.
I have been been doing myself, talking with the office teacher, and I have been doing myself for the last few months as well. But the thing is, I'm always very aware of my breath. Like, I don't let go of my breath.
But yes, you're aware of the in and out, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So that's why I say, try something that can help you to break that habit, no? Try something else, switch your attention, either if metta, okay, you can, you just do more metta for 1 month. You only do metta and don't do anapana. You know, just do metta whole month. And after 1 whole month you do metta, then you do anapana again, you tell yourself, no, I'm not going to follow this side, make a determination, I will focus only here. You can do that.
So when I'm doing metta,
I
just not focus on the breath, not pay attention
for 1 month. You leave the breath for 1 month.
Oh.
And after that, you come back to India. Otherwise, you have a big struggle. Possible to struggle through, but you can have a more comfortable struggle if you do metta. And metta is also very supportive for any type of meditation. If metta you practice well, it's easy to practice any other meditation. So there's no loss. It's always, again, no loss. 等一下，刚才我没问，下次。哦，sorry，他是说他是习惯了专注这个呼吸，跟着呼吸走，已经很久了，改不了。那你叫他不要跟着走，他专注不了。那如果是这样子的话呢，那你就，我就建议他能够专注做一个慈心行，做一个月，完全不要去想阿那巴那。 这执行禅，那做了过后，因为你习惯中断一下嘛，给他中断一下，缓和一下。一个月执行过后，你回来做这个，就可能很容易改那个习惯。不然的话，你要跟他挣扎，会很辛苦，那有时候会很苦恼。嗯。
OK，再说一次，brother。我刚刚解释的那些红片，可以麻烦介绍解释一下白片，什么白片？什么？就是那红片。
白片，白片什么解释白片怎么进入入禅呢？哦，白片有也是不同的方法啦，一种是取白色的，你做一个 list 这样子白，然后呢，那个是用眼睛看，看看你闭上眼睛有那个白色，当然有很多种方式，还可以看白莲花，很多什么白都可以看的，那当你熟练的时候，什么白只要是白色你都可以看。 然后一种最简单、最容易的就是白骨观。如果你的白骨已经从已经可以看到白骨了，自己可以看到自己啊别人的白骨，那是去取那个人家的，特别是头骨啊，头骨取那个白，然后这样子观察途径。通常我们不随便这样子讲的啦，这个教你修不了的，你一定要来我们道场啊，我们给你讲一讲，就是一个介绍可以。你真的要修白边，你要来。
通常你要来一段长一点的时间。那么白的，当他们说和白的白的已经稳定的时候，那请问那个稳定要进入禅那那中，那是什么阶段？稳定只是一个很初步的开始，稳定是说你可以看到它稳定，就是你可以修这个方法而已。那也不是任何阶段，只是说你可以开始走第一步了。
如果你都不能够看到你第一步的，走不下去。嗯，是这样。可以了，来要来是可以来试的。我们的弟子是白天成就的，也是有。嗯。
我们的师兄就是修这个。是吗？你在修这个。我在修，现在我能够那些取向成功，那并且那些正在已克服那个点呐，啊。
以前都是只有几秒钟就消失了，那现在这里会比较久。那我就是不想如果说以后更久，所以就可以它的情形。其实你最主要是不紧张啊，其实已经看到了，它不久是因为你抓住它，你就一下子就没力了，它就不久。如果你只抓住一刹那，好像很享受的看着它，它越久越亮，越久越清楚。 但是你抓住它不久，是因为你心已经好像被你用过度的力量，它就累了。其实专注是应该越专注越好的，不会越专注越差的。除非是我们专注的时候，就像我们游泳一样嘛。 游泳也游泳也重建了，但是你不会游的人就用牛里了，就这样子了。嗯。So he's asking about why Kasina is a practice. So this I do not necessarily the translator. This only specially for his own personal practice. So if you want to practice other type of meditation, you come to the meditation center. You can let you try. If you have enough time. If not enough time, you cannot try. That's why all people come for a short while, you always teach only Anapanasati. But if you come for a long time, you want to explore and see whether your inclination is more you feel closer or easier to pick up other practice, it is possible. But people come for a short time, you don't have time to explore. Okay? Okay.
那跟坐在椅子上有没有办法禅定？可以，站着也可以禅定。站着也可以禅定，不会跌倒。那没有，如果你能够入禅定的，你不会跌倒的。
开始的时候不习惯，很少三观的就没有。
那另外一个，你能不能稍微解释一下 Metta？ 你刚刚也有建议 Metta 给他，能不能稍微解释一下什么是 Metta？
Metta meditation 是你给自己三波对众生三波慈心咯。三波慈心呢，当然真正来修 Metta 它有一些规矩啦。你要修 Metta 禅定，通常我们教的 Metta 是 common Metta， 一般的 Metta 禅定。那如果要修 Metta 加呢？慈禧要学到禅定，你就要守他的规矩。比如说我们不做给异性，做给同性，而且开始的时候做给自己容易升起 Metta 容易升起慈心的人，不要做给很难的人。然后呢，你做给一个对象，不要做给很多对象。然后先从一个入门，入门了然后呢才做别的，这样子咯。嗯，当然如果要学 Metta Jhana 的话，就要守他的规则咯。
这个中文叫什么？
慈心禅。通常我都是叫一般心啦，简单讲的。只有最近在这个成都的十方那边，我有一个弟子，他是属于蛮大的因缘的，所以一叫他，他是有众生干扰他了。然后呢，我不讲念念经啊，喝点水啊，然后他的那个问题就消掉了。掉掉了，然后他就很高兴，他就说没啥，大概五天吧，四五天还是入禅。目前我教过这么多，直接从没大入禅的只有他一个，其他的通常我是教一般。可是他对我教一下，他一下子就出一些入禅前的迹象，我就觉得这个人是有期望实行入禅的，所以我就马上把他的指示转向专门的指示，那他真的就入禅。但是通常如果一般我们这样子教，他如果没有给一些很特殊的报告，我们就给他一般性的三步执行，培养执行，培养一种。You are asking about metta meditation. Metta is a loving kindness meditation, which can lead us up to the jhana. So, this one usually this practice is for people to cultivate loving kindness, a good quality. But for those who want to practice metta jhana, have to follow certain rules and discipline instructions. For example, you don't do to opposite sex. You do to people who you respect, you love easily. You can arouse loving kindness, and you can focus. Usually do to one person. Continuously. After successfully one person, you can do to the whole world, all no problem. So systematically. So those on the practice metta jhana can try, no problem. 我们都让大家尝试的啦，只是我们来三间不是讲阿那巴那咯，只是三次咯，三间只能这样咯。三间教那个四间分别班都教不了，你时间不够。
The question is more broad, not necessarily the Anapanasati. Because recently, after the long retreat, I'm more focused, I think that mindful awareness is getting stronger and more focused on watching the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Especially for the area is wanting and resisting the thing. And today, in the very beginning of the morning, Bhaji mentioned about, you know, just relax mind and watching and wanting and resisting the conflict. Okay. And when the breathing and anapana limit, okay, when I just relax everything, I see ball. Okay. But I very clear now, these two balls cannot exist. You know, I either choose nimitta or the entire for breathing. And but when I totally relax and totally open, did not resist anything, I see both very clear. But the mind say, okay, no, there's no way. Okay. So I choose, because I'm used to focus on the anapana nimitta for a while already. So I choose that part. But my question is that I think that is very valuable for the mind watching the wanting and resisting. But during the sitting meditation, I feel it's the best, you know, because everything is quiet, can see very clear. But since no any meditate is to that, I either do jhana. If I do jhana, it's impossible to see that resistance and wanting, because I can focus. If I do kasina, I cannot do that either. Okay, even including the 32 part, everything, it is not. So my question is that, can I get some guidance? How do I practice? If not a sitting, what is the daily life activities to practice wanting and resisting? Watch that. Because Deborah realized, even though in the deep jhana practice, out of jhana, still have that kind of wanting, you know, want again, and want to go even deeper.
Yeah.
Okay. So I still in that samsara, wanting and resistance, and I have to focus on this. So is anybody have any like a suggestion? What is the best way to practice that?
You can practice that generally, no harm about. It's always good. No harm.
So not in the city, just generally doing an activity or just put a mic over for daily life, doing that?
Depends on your purpose, you know. If you do a sitting, what is your purpose? First, when you meditation, you must know where you are. If you don't know where you are, you won't know how to choose what choice you want to make. You must know where you are.
Uh-huh.
You see, in this kind of practice is helpful for our kind of initial level of purification. It is good. You check your wanting, you check your resistance, whatever. This is also good. No harm. But do you see the mind process in great details? Do you break down the compactness of the mind to see the mind and the mental space and then the arising and passing away of moment to moment, the consciousness? Do you see that?
Not yet. When I finish the retreat, I only finish the ultimate materiality. I haven't go to the nama ultimate mentality yet.
Oh.
So
you see the kalapas and
yes. So
okay,
now,
it's quite near. No problem.
But that is each time, just like Bansi, each time city, we have one lesson and we focus on.
Uh-huh.
So no way to focus on, you know, because that is not focused. That is the wanting and resistance is when they show up.
Oh yeah,
you know,
when they show up.
Pay attention,
yes,
right?
Yes.
But we don't know when they show up. I cannot call it up.
Yeah.
When that, so my question to Bhante is, when that show up, should I just like, okay, just a moment watching that, or just say ignore that, and because my purpose is
object.
So I have to ignore that part, or I can split. For a short period of time, watching that wanting and existing and come back. Could I do that or no?
Yeah, we always try to make the better option, you know. For your suppose while you are practicing samatha, then your, if your main aim is for to achieve success in the samatha, then if that's your main aim, then there are two possibilities. One is, the best one is to just ignore. Because if you ignore, you don't even waste a split of second on other object. You focus. So for this target, you don't put two target together. You know if this is a main target you want to achieve, main aim. So you have for your main aim, what is the best? The best is ignore. If you cannot do the best, if you can't ignore. Suppose some people say, oh, this one drink or this one thing or this resistance is too strong, too stubborn, sticky. Stick to your mind. You cannot throw away. You cannot ignore. If that is the case, instead of being carried away by paying attention, watching it for a split of second, few second, 1 second, 2 second, just watch it for one, and it goes away, and you continue, then the second option is better than getting lost at all. So you see, we are making choice. So between getting lost in the wandering thoughts or resistance or one thing, and then watch it for a few seconds, and conquer it and continue your journey, which is better? Of course, if you're watching this few seconds. But if you can ignore, you don't even waste that few seconds on it. You know? You can just ignore and throw it aside and continue. Then, we say continue with your swift horse, you know? Very fast. You just ignore all these cats, you know, the dogs barking. You just don't waste your time. You just move very fast. And then numb them all, you know? So if you can do that, that's even better. So we cannot say fixed answer for you. Depends on which options you have. You know, between two options, you always choose the better one. If you can have the better one. If you can have the better one, then choose the second best.
Yeah. Then my question is that majority of the time, is ignore.
No, ignore.
And I have to...
Yes. If you're not able to ignore.
Yes. Ignore. But I think that is valuable. The question is that, but when is the appropriate, you know...
Outside your main target. Outside the city.
Okay.
If you are city, you cannot put two main aims together and complete them. You know, you cannot put them together. No. You always have one predominant main one you want to achieve. So if this main sitting your target is for samatha, then you should give all your effort for samatha. You cannot suddenly something pop up and then you switch your target and switch your another, then you won't succeed in anything.
So Fante, is any meditation, I don't know the name, okay, is the practice those watching the wanting?
Namakamatana.
Huh?
Namakamatana. Contemplation on mentality.
Oh.
Which you're supposed to go in next.
Okay.
After the contemplation.
So we will practice that.
Yeah, yes. Okay. So we will practice. Yeah.
I see.
So if you continue, but you practice it without having your jhana.
Huh?
Have you developed your concentration before you practice up Kalapa and this thing?
Oh, yeah. Have to go into the fourth jhana first.
Then. Oh, okay. Okay. If you can get fourth jhana, then shouldn't obstruct you too much?
No. I want to practice, but I don't know
when or what
is the appropriate time to practice. That's why. Because sometimes they do show up during the sitting, you know, even though I practice.
But
I just don't know to pay attention. Most of the time, because I have targets, so I know that.
Yeah,
so I just feel like, that is a good opportunity.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
You should know when to do what. You cannot have too many things coming up together and try to achieve everything. For daily activities, you just, because you're not absorbed in one thing, you know. Yeah, you're doing many things general. Then you can also observe them. And then when you do Namakamatana fully on the mentality, you meditate fully on the mentality, that's a good time also to observe, you know, and when it shows up, you know.
And also, I don't know if I can ask favor, okay. So I know it's not appropriate to during this interview to ask a question.
But now
a reason I encountered a question regarding to the formless space meditation. So I don't know if after class I can ask one question.
Okay. After class, if you have something very about your personal practice and if you or even
okay, can ask.
Okay. So So after class, after 5 o'clock, if anybody wants to ask about more personal and about relating to your personal practice or whatever, you find maybe just stay back. I'm here. Okay. Now it's 4 o'clock. You want to go to washroom for 5 minutes and come. Okay. And we start our meditation. This time. Okay. You take a break. 那我们大家休息一个分钟吧, 大家上个分钟呢, 什么, 我们再回来, 说, 嗯。嗯, then, if you do standing meditation, someone is coming in, wait a little more. They have to wait before. Can open your leg a little bit, huh? Yeah, more stable. A little bit, huh? And same, huh? Relaxation, everything, same. Now, I will tell you when it's about the time to sit, huh? Sit down. But in a proper retreat, when do we know this is the best time, we sit down, we change posture. Usually you stand until you feel a little tired. You stand until you feel you have quite a desire to sit down because you feel a little tired. You feel uncomfortable already, you feel a little tired. And that's the time when you sit down, you get a good sitting after that. But some people can stand for a long time, for 1 hour, 2 hours. That's the sukha. At the beginning, you are not used to that. Your body is not stable. We also not used to too much standing. But if you do, it's also good for some people. Okay? And if at the beginning, your body is not very stable, so you can practice at home. A bit near to the wall. When necessary, you lean for a while. And if not necessary, you stay from the wall, at least 1 inch away, this way. 所以呢，这个呢，站禅呢，我们要站到什么时候呢？在正规的禅修营里面呢，如果你可以站久久，那通常我们是站到我们有一点的疲倦，当你有一点疲倦的时候，那你去做，那效果是最好的。嗯，是这样。那现在我们大家试试，嗯，在哪里站直？ It's the same. If you need to do preparation work, you can do. If not, you can go to Anapana straight away. Because we have done our preparation previously, so not much tension. Our body should feel quite relaxed. So if you feel you need to do preparation, you can do breathe in, breathe out, deep breath, and then stay in empty state. That is not meditation, that's only preparation for meditation. The actual meditation is anapana, breathing. 那如果你觉得你需要一些准备，那你去准备吧。可以做那个深呼吸，然后放松、放空，再注意入出息念。 但是如果你觉得可以，因为刚才已经做过了，身体感觉还轻松的，也没有压力，那你就可以在几秒钟内，进入这个入出息。我们站立站直，不要戴眼镜，把眼镜脱下。修禅的时候不要戴眼镜，所有的站禅坐禅都不要戴眼镜，脱下来。好，我们大家一起站。 我有glasses，戴上我有glasses。 thinking, sometimes it's difficult that you avoid using your handphone as much as possible, and also avoid a lot of talking. And you can go back, continue in a quiet way and practice. For genius, the woman to the time, the thinking that she should. 因为还有两天，下个两天呢, 希望大家回到去, 两样东西尽可能不要做, 一个是手机, 能够少用就少用, 然后尽量少用就尽量少说话。 如果有时间可以掌握，或者是做不了了，能掌握也是可以掌握你的呼吸。 So if you cannot, you feel you cannot see too much, you go back, you can do your, pay attention to your breath while you are lying down, that's also good. So now we go, taking a situation, sharing of Mishnah, Mishnah, Roman, high and good. We are doing Pali in Chinese and English. We will talk about Pali Wen Yin, so Pali Wen Yin, Wen Yin, Wen Yin, Wen Yin. So I shall be in Song Yin. Yidang me bun yang.
Yidang me bun yang.
Ha sawakaya.
Ha sawakaya.
Wahang ho tu.
Wahang ho tu.
Yin, zhe xie gong de.
愿这些功德帮助我断一切烦恼，断一切苦因。May
all these merits enable me to overcome all defilements,
all causes of suffering.
一当美不娘，一把那时，愿这个功德成为我，成为我，圣母涅槃，清净的快乐，的祝愿。May this Mary be a supporting condition. For my realization of Nibbana, the peaceful happiness. Mama punya bhagang, sabba sattanam, bhajemi, te sabbe, me samang, punya bhagang, labandhu. 我把我的功德与一切众生平等的分享，愿一切众生随喜我的功德。 I share this merit
equally
with all beings. May all beings
rejoice
in this merit of mine.
In this merit of mine.
And then we say sadhu trita sadhu means well done, well done. If we have done something good, we rejoice in the merits of each other and in the merits of ourselves. So sadhu is a Pali language. It means rejoice. So well done. So we woman mean sansan sadhu. Sadhu is sui xi. Woman zhiji hu xiang so so the gongde he woman zhiji the gongde. 那是三百三这个意思 So together we say 三百三度三度三度 Those who want to stay back to ask further questions and you can face it 就是想要问个人的问题过后别留下来那如果要
你去了，可以回去。让我们跟随着老师及强尊者，以及我们伟大的世尊，以虔诚之心，三拜，三拜。 让我们大家再次用虔诚与感恩的心来礼拜我们的老师吉祥尊者，三拜礼拜。
Thank you.